looking for something? Well, I can tell you that the something you're looking for is Jesus Christ. You will never be truly satisfied until you find him. Now, Andrew, as soon as he was exposed to Jesus, recognized that this is the person who'd been looking for. He'd been exposed to Jesus, and he heard what John had said, and what did he do? He followed Jesus. So he went from being a seeker, having found Jesus, he became a follower. Now, follower is a kind of a concept that we use quite often. We know what it means to follow somebody, don't we? Sometimes you can follow people and they will lead you maybe in the wrong direction, or follow a car if you're going somewhere. I always think, when I think of this idea of following, a number of years ago, Florence and I went to a wedding in Glasgow, and we tried to find somewhere to park. I couldn't get anywhere to park, and I went round and round and round and round. Eventually, when I got somewhere to park, the wedding service had started and the doors were locked. We're about 15 minutes late, so we sat outside in the car. I didn't know Glasgow at all. One of the driver of the bridal car, we were kind of chatting to them, and we said, "But where is the reception? We don't know where it is." And he said, "Oh, just follow us." I said, "Yeah, okay." So we had this little white Mini, and the black limousine shot off after the service was over, and we stuck right on his tail, and we heard through Glasgow, through red lights, and just, we've got to follow that car. No idea where we were going. And that is something of a picture of what it means to follow Jesus. You get Jesus in your sights, and he is the one that gives direction to your life. And that's exactly what the situation was in Andrew's experience. He became a follower of Jesus Christ. Some of the characteristics of following we see here. He said the first thing that Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ." And as far as I can see from the stories in the New Testament, it looks as if Andrew was actually the first person, apart from John the Baptist, to recognize who Jesus actually was. That he was the Savior that God had sent, that he is the Messiah, and he became a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, this was a point where he made a decision to follow Jesus, but there's a very interesting kind of other description of this, because later on, we find that Andrew and his brother Peter are fishing. And this is an early incident where Andrew has met Jesus. Then a little bit later on, after John the Baptist had been put into prison, so we know it was later, Andrew and his brother Peter are fishing, and then this man comes by, Jesus. Andrew's already met Jesus. Andrew is already committed to follow Jesus. Andrew's been looking for Jesus. And yet, the amazing thing, there's a sense in which Jesus has also been looking for Andrew. And it often is that way. You know, you sometimes wonder, why is it? Why is it that I have begun to take an interest in Jesus? Is it just that somebody's persuaded you? Well, maybe that's part of it. Is it just that somebody invited you? Well, maybe that's just part of it too. Looking back on my own experience when I came to know Jesus, a verse that was so important to me was John 6:37. At the beginning, that verse says, "All that the Father gives me," this is Jesus speaking, says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never turn away." The second half of that verse was so precious to me, that I would never be rejected by Jesus. If I came to him, he would receive me. It was years later that I discovered the first half of the verse, when Jesus says, "All that the Father gives me will come." Why did I come? It's because the Father had given me to the Son. That was a great song we were singing with the kids there about how God knew us before the world began, had a plan for us. And we see this other side of the story here in Andrew's life. Because Jesus comes walking by and there's Andrew fishing or doing something with his nets. And Jesus says to Andrew and his brother Peter, follow me, and I will teach you how to fish for people. Now, that is an amazing expression. It's not like, you know, you're going to fish dead bodies out of the Sea of Galilee. It wasn't that at all. It's you will be instrumental in bringing people. Just like you catch fish, you know, you put your net down and it's full of fish and you drag them to the shore. Well, that's just the way I want you to work in the service of my kingdom. I want you to follow me, but I want to want you to follow me as a worker, someone who will be used to bring others into my kingdom. And so he goes from being a follower to being a worker. Now, I think one of the most frustrating things in sport must be to be a substitute. Has anyone been a substitute in a football match? And you sit there for 90 minutes just waiting for the moment that you'll go onto the field and you're not used. You've trained, you're psyched up for it, you're ready to go, you're just waiting for one of your teammates to have a serious injury so that you'll go on and take his place, but it just never happens. And the same thing happens the next week, and the next week, and the next week. How frustrating is that? Well, I want to tell you, you sign up to follow Jesus, there are no unused substitutes, okay? So that is not the situation. We are signed up, not just to follow, but to work. And work to serve him and primarily for the work of his kingdom.